Had a sense a year ago when I realized that it was 25 years since that record came out that I wanted to sort of celebrate that. And the fact that there were songs on that record still being covered, that people were still coming to hear me play those songs. And I guess I wanted to mark the occasion in various ways. So there's various concerts I'm doing that are all a little bit different, but most of them focus on that record in one way or another.
Well, I like the way that you are doing it because it's going to be very personal. You're performing the album in its entirety for the very first time, start to finish, right?
Not sure that's what's happening in these upcoming concerts. Yeah, so it got a little confusing with some of the PR. Some of the concerts have been done that way, mostly last year when it was actually the 25th anniversary for real.
Okay.
Now I'm sort of doing more of a combination of several of the songs in a row, telling stories about them, but also playing songs from other records of mine. So I think these Florida shows, I'm not 100% positive that it's the entire record start to finish or just most of it, but it'll be, certainly the focus will be on that record and, what those songs are about.
Well, I like a surprise. That's fine. We like stories and we like surprises, but are you still going to be putting it together with all the visuals that they've been talking about?
That depends on the theater. Unfortunately, I don't have all the information about that either, but some theaters can't supply the video screens that we need for that. So if this theater has it, then we'll do it.
Well, I think you'll like the Capitol Theater. It's a beautiful historic theater. They renovated it, and it's a really warm, intimate setting, and I think it's perfect for your music.
Great. I'm not sure if I've played there before. I may have, but a lot of the theaters I've played in Florida were gorgeous.
Yeah, they are nice. Tell me about your songwriting process. Listening to your music and reading about you, it sounds very, very personal.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, when I was 11 or 12, the most popular kind of music at the time, or one of the most commercial and artistically beautiful genres, was the singer-songwriter. That was just coming into vogue. So I was at my most impressionable when I heard Joni Mitchell and Jackson Brown and Van Morrison, Neil Young, all kinds of writers like that. And that's what I was drawn to more than anything I'd heard up to that point. I could just tell from the poetry of the lyrics and the delivery of the songs, you know, this was something different, something very personal, beautifully written. Words were definitely a big part of the focus for those writers. And that's what I was drawn to, was the storytelling and the intimacy and the, I guess, just the honesty and openness of those songs. It didn't sound like music that someone who hadn't written it was singing, which was, you know, prominent years before. So that's what inspired me when I was a young kid, and I guess I just willed myself into becoming that kind of songwriter. But I also had enough experiences in my life as a young kid that made me kind of take pencil to pad and try to write about things to figure out why certain things in my life had happened. So I had a need to express myself as well. And I think that's another very important component of why I ended up writing the kinds of songs I write and why I was so moved by those early writers from the late 60s and early 70s.
Well, those are some very strong influences. And Walking in Memphis has always been one of my favorite songs. It gives me chills when I hear it. Tell us about that song.
Well, I think that song for me represented when I wrote it, and it's now, I mean, it came out 25 years ago, but I wrote it about 30 years ago. So it's been around in my life for a long time. But my greatest memory of it is that I knew when I wrote it, I had no idea it was a hit because I wasn't even a signed recording artist yet. But I knew that I had begun to find my songwriting voice, which was something I had been searching for since I was 11 or 12 years old and dreamed about being a writer. But that song seemed very, very singularly me. And I was I felt like I turned an enormous corner as a writer with that song.
Wow.
But it also is the story about some real, very real people that I met when I went down south, particularly the woman Muriel that I mentioned in the last verse of that song, she ended up becoming my muse, this 65-year-old school teacher from Arkansas who did play piano at this little place called the Hollywood. In more ways than one, she changed my life, inspired that song and many others. So it was, I think part of why that song resonates for other people is that what happened to me down south and what I articulate in that song was real. You know, it wasn't a made-up narrative.
Well, it certainly shows in your writing. And now you're a family guy. What about life on the road when you've got those kids?
Well, that's hard. I mean, I have two much older kids, so they're on their own and, you know, not impacted by my coming and my going anymore. They used to be. But I also have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old, and that's more difficult. So I really fashion my tours not only around school activities, so that I'm always there for the important stuff. But I'm really never gone. You know, most people in my business, when they go on tour, they go for 2, 3, 4 months at a time.
Yeah.
And that's just something I stopped doing a long time ago. I'll go out for 10 days, come home for 2 weeks, go back out again for another 2 weeks, so that I'm always touching back with what's most important to me, which is my young boys and my home life. So I don't stay away as long as most performers do once they get on the tour bus.
Do the kids understand that Daddy has a Grammy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just, they're very proud of that. They love it. And actually, I just very proud to have been involved in a record. I co-wrote half the songs on a record that just won another Grammy a few days ago, called This Is Where I Live by William Bell. So they're really proud of that, too, because it happened while they were alive. The last Grammy I won, they weren't even born yet. So this feels a little more real and exciting to them, which is great.
It really has to be. We're really looking forward to coming to the Capitol Theater and just hearing that song live again. It's going to be a personal thrill for me. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.